Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. We've got Larry on the phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Just keeping these binoculars out to full focus.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and how all of this is coming together. And it's almost like they have unleashed the dogs of chaos so that we enter into that Masonic chaos before they bring in their new world order. Anyway, I want to start, well, here, let me bring this out for people. Georgia, remember the Georgia Guidestones, folks? And Deagle.com, all of which were talking about a massive depopulation effort. And then, of course, we have the articles, the books, and all kinds of things that have been written by the elite themselves about culling or depopulating the human race. And I've often thought it's tied to chemtrails. First, weaken the immune systems, and then come in with a killer virus. We don't know for sure, but I think Mike Adams and some of the other experts in this have already said they believe that this is a bioweapon deliberately done. But before we get into some of that, I want to talk about what's going on. Larry, you may have the latest on this. U.S. Embassy in Baghdad suffered a direct rocket hit to its compound, and the embassy restaurant canteen were damaged and burned. What else have you got on that? I understand there have been some people killed or wounded.
Yeah, that's the latest coming out of Hal Turner. Information is updates are showing that a number have been killed and a number have been wounded, and that was an attack, a direct attack on our U.S. embassy by the appears to be the Iranians and Iranian-led militias, Hezbollah, mm-hmm. those groups. And also at the simultaneously, they're reporting heavy gunfire at Balad Air Base. I think we have forces there and two other air bases. Mm-hmm. So that's a concentrated attack going on. Now, the latest was that Trump has replied and notified Iraq that we will react and respond militarily. And the very latest post was just minutes ago was that U.S. Warplanes had left Kuwait and other bases in the Middle East.
Wow. So are they going to attack Iran, or are they going to simply reply to Iranian militia-type people in Iraq, I wonder?
Well, being it's Trump, we'll know after they do it.
Yeah, he doesn't often say what he's going to do. So, but folks, this could lead to war right away, depending on what the responses are. And of course, they're after Trump, no matter what. I'm sure they're going to blame him for this coronavirus. There have been two. This is going all over the United States. I don't think they're reporting much on it yet, but I read an article, deadly coronavirus, two suspected cases in Minnesota, and they are in the Minneapolis areas from what I can gather. Health officials are now investigating potentially two deadly Wuhan coronavirus in Minnesota. And when I read down on the article, it mentioned Minneapolis, so which is makes sense, because I think what you're going to find is you're going to find these things in cities which have an international airport with international flights. And, of course, Minneapolis, Minnesota, you know, when I was a professional pilot, I flew out of the international airport. So I know it very, very well. And a lot of traffic comes in there, China, Japan, the Orient, et cetera, et cetera. So it didn't surprise me at all when all I did was go to Google, because you wouldn't find it anywhere else, actually. I just typed in coronavirus Minnesota and immediately found some articles that there are two suspected cases there. So it's spreading, and I think it's going to spread extremely rapidly. From Larry's blog, why don't we go into this one, Larry? Drudge report breaking. China virus is now strengthening. Death toll rising. 56 million quarantine. Now, I've added up to almost 80 million at this point. We're getting all different kinds of numbers. Have you got anything on that we can release?
Not really accurate. We're hearing different things. Matter of fact, if you go ahead and read down, it says nobody can leave. USA can't evacuate its citizens. And then other news agencies are saying that we've evacuated our U.S. citizens in China. So we're getting conflicting data, which is not shocking. I mean, look at mainstream media. You're probably, unless you go to alternative media, you're probably not going to get a lot of the truth. But I've seen some reports coming into Hal Turner and others, Mike Adams, I believe, that there could be 80 million in quarantine in China.
Yeah, I would tend to, I don't know what you believe, but some of the pictures, I mean, people are literally dying out on the street. And I've heard that the incubation period is from one day, they don't even know really, all the way to 14 days. So, and the other odd thing about this is in the incubation period, you are spreading the disease. And there may not even be any symptoms. Just boom. I did hear that in Wuhan, that they could not evacuate some of the U.S. citizens. They blockaded the roads. They've been ordered to shoot on sight anybody that attempts to leave. And so they've got what now, 18 cities over there in quarantine? I read different numbers, but I know it's between 10 and 18 places that have been under... Yeah, go ahead, Larry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say to your question there, I've seen the latest was 16 cities, and I believe it may be up to 20 now. Matter of fact, they're reporting a number of reports are coming out from different organizations that it's out of the box. In other words, China's reporting it cannot contain it at all.
Yeah, this is really bad, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's possible we're watching a wag the dog, but I just can't believe that at this point. And I have some new, Patty did some research for me on the, it's kind of interesting, too. Let me see if I can find that. This ties directly, it appears to me, into the Kansas City thing. Let me see if I can find that real quick. There's so much news. You know, you put it on, you got to keep scrolling to find it. Well, anyway, what else have you got while I'm looking for this?
Well, you're looking for that, here's Hal Turner's report. He says, urgent, China governments admit virus cannot be contained. After Hal received this report, sudden denial of service attacks on Turner computer systems to prevent information dissemination, said China's health committee says the virus transmission has increased epidemic to continue for some time with incubation period of, as you said, anywhere from 1 to 10 to 14 days. They're not sure. And then to back that report up, we've got a Q alert, which I posted on my blog today. It says BBC, that's the UK news, is reporting China, the government, says too late to stop the coronavirus. It's out. And one thing I was going to add real quick and get your opinion here, you know, all over the Internet, they've been trying to sell masks and telling you to just go get some masks at a local store and that would take care of it. But from the experts that I've been reading from, this is not like the Spanish flu where they did wear masks, because coronavirus, according to some of the experts, will literally enter your eyes through the moisture in your eyes and go into your body.
Yeah, so I guess maybe goggles or something might be better. I'm sure a mask probably can't hurt, but it's probably not going to help a lot. Who knows? Who knows? And you know, we know that this is a bioweapon. I think Mike Adams made that very clear. And as I said, all you got to do, folks, is listen, go back and read about the Georgia Guidestones and the population reduction. The rich men of the earth want a total rollback, a culling of humanity. They hate humanity, basically, and Satan, of course, is behind the whole thing. He'd kill them all, because this is, as far as he's concerned, this is his planet. And the Creator had absolutely no right to give, and this is Satan's mind, to give Earth to humanity. And he's got a leasehold because of the fall. And we think the leasehold is coming up, the end of it anyway, coming up fairly rapidly. And all of this is starting to come together for the time of chaos, the time of Jacob's trouble, the time of Israel's trouble, actually the time of the world's trouble, the great tribulation period. I finally found this stuff that anyone who has taken ColonGuard, colon cancer screening test, has submitted their DNA. Now it's part of their medical records. And as we said before, these viruses can be DNA targeted. Let's say they want to get rid of Native Americans. They targeted that. You want to get rid of a specific group. You target that, and you make a virus that's virtually unstoppable. What's kind of interesting, Larry, what do you think? Do you think this was an accidental release, or do you think this was a deliberate release? And the reason I ask that is if you watch the video of a huge explosion there in Wuhan, and it looks like one of those bunker buster bombs where it would go down deep and destroy. These labs go underground a number of levels to isolate what they're working on. Do you suppose this thing simply got away, but it was being engineered for us over here, and it got away over there? Or do you think this was deliberately just released all over?
Well, I looked at it, and I look at it like a two-headed coin, if you will. Apparently, this is certainly a bioweapon, and apparently it was, you know, and we can go back into the coronavirus and see where Bill Gates patented this through one of his organizations. He applied in 2015, and they got the patent, if I remember right, in 2018. So that was a little time ago. Now, my interesting thing, and this, you know, I'll poke it back to you in a minute, is the fact that the New World Order really was setting up China as a as the way to go. In other words, China was going to really take over as the lead superpower in the world. That was the plans, it appears. And what if? Now, here's my what if question. what if the Lord knew, and he knew they were actually producing this bioweapon underground in a secret lab in China, and they were going to use it on the United States, in other words, introduce it into our country? What if, knowing that the Lord does strange acts, and people can look up strange acts in the Bible, it's really there.
Yeah.
What if he did a strange act and they suddenly had an accidental release in the location they were actually preparing it? And so, Stuart, my question is, I can't see the New World Order getting rid of China while the U.S. is still a superpower, but
yeah, that's
could the Lord have been involved and caused it to preempt? He actually preempted this. Now, the whole world will probably pay a price, but the new superpower is going to pay a bigger price, it appears.
Yeah, here's an interesting thing that Patty came up with. This is a newspaper article, The Briefing Tuesday. This is about that Kansas City briefing. The Briefing Tuesday came less than 5 months after a federal indictment charged a University of Kansas associate professor of secretly working for a Chinese university while doing research in Kansas on projects funded by the U.S. government. That's kind of interesting, don't you think? And this lab, it says the BRI accommodates comprehensive interdisciplinary research with a BSL-3 biocontainment spaces, which are not commonly found under one roof. Do you remember what was the name of that facility over there in New York that had the Lyme's disease?
Plum Island.
Yes. Yep. This is a replacement of Plum Island. And it just seems odd to me that here they are working on this kind of stuff in Kansas. We have that sudden briefing, and Alterna reported these people really were horrified at what they had heard. Had somebody stolen something, and they were afraid it was going to be released? That was done by Department of Homeland Security, that briefing. So... I don't know. There's more to it. I don't have the time to get into all this, folks, but there's connections here that don't look right. Something is very definitely amiss. And whether this was a release deliberately, I guess it doesn't really matter. the results are basically the same, and people are dying. And the numbers we're getting, Larry, how can there be so much discrepancy between the numbers? I'm wondering.
Well, I would have to say, Stuart, that if this had been 50 years ago and we had mainstream media that was truthful and honest, we'd be getting some good numbers. But we know, and, you know, everybody should know, our mainstream media in America anymore is propaganda news. That's it.
Yes.
And you are never going to hear the truth. And I was going to mention this, Stuart, get your opinion real quick, because we know Steve Quayle and others have a list of bioscientists that have been killed or had strange things happen. Listen, Dave Hodges put out this morning, said, the UN organization WHO, that's the World Health Organization, pandemic specialist Peter Tavalama dies suddenly. He had a heart attack just suddenly and died, and it's amid the China's coronavirus crisis. And this is what's interesting, Stuart. This guy was the one that when we had the Ebola that was beginning to get out, he's the one that contained it and put it to rest. Now, could it be someone didn't want him to contain the one that's coming out now?
That sounds like it to me. And with the killing off or murdering, let's put it what it is, first-degree murder of literally, I think, I don't remember what the count is, but Steve Quayle was actually counting them. and it was well over 50 that these people had suddenly either been murdered or got sick suddenly or had accidents suddenly. All of them were bioactive type people who worked in the vaccine area of antidotes for these kind of things. It would make sense, I guess, if you're deep state, global deep state, to get rid of all these people before you introduced the killer virus so that it would get rid of as many people as possible. Now, we know from Deagle.com and we know from the Georgia Guidestones, they want to get rid of about 6.5 billion people. Well, the easiest way to do that is, I guess, biological warfare. And as I've told our listeners before, these people have no conscience, whatever. Their conscience is seared. They have an agenda. That's all they have. They're biological computers. They have no empathy, no compassion. They're, like the Bible says, their conscience is totally seared. They don't even have one, which actually makes them biological computers. And they have only an agenda. And that's all they have. And it doesn't matter to them if billions of people die to advance this agenda. When the Bible says that evil men wax worse and worse, the average person has no idea of the horrific evil these people have in their hearts. They hate humanity. And they hate humanity with an absolute passion because Satan indwells them, basically. Not like Antichrist, but it's similar. They are his dupes. And, of course, they mock all that. They don't believe in Satan at all. And they don't even believe, probably most of them, that God even exists. Because of the comments made in Isaiah, none seeth us. We can do whatever we want. Nobody's watching. Nobody's looking. And so we can develop all these plans for mass extermination, and it's not going to be stopped by anybody. But, of course, God is going to stop them when the time is right. I don't know. China Manufacturing Hub, and I can't pronounce the name of the city, says businesses are to shut down until at least February 8th. This is the third largest city in China. The economic impact of this will be staggering. Do you suppose this is also going to be an economic attack on the United States that they can then blame on Trump? I mean, I'm going to blame it on Trump anyway, but...
Well, that's very possible, Stuart. And by the way, Darnett just sent you an email with... She found a Simpson program with the Chinese release.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe it just came in for you. I don't know.
It did. Let me click on it. It just came in. Simpsons. The Simpsons prediction of a Chinese bioweapon that is hitting America today. Well, you know, they have a program where Donald Trump's in a coffin. Somebody has done a lot of research on the Simpsons. They're getting inside. Whoever's writing the Simpsons is being fed the plan of the New World Order. There are just way, way, way too many things that the Simpsons have said that come to pass. And how they get this information, I have no idea how they're getting it. But it's there. And, wow. I will watch that after the show.
Yeah,
amazing.
And Barry Rothman's got a new Torah code. If you want to click on that link and read that Torah code, the new one to him.
Okay, wait just a minute. Let me see if I can find that, too. I know I put it in this. I got so much stuff. Anyway, I do remember the words Wuhan, the city, and plague are the two words. Now, Barry only had a chance to run it briefly. He's going to come back to it, I hope. But he did run it. It is in the Torah codes, folks. and it is a plague, and it even names where this thing started. We know now that it's infected Chicago, Minneapolis, New York, Canada, and I think down south too. There's four or five cities that they've already, some of them have been confirmed, but some of them have not yet been confirmed. But this thing is, if it's spreading like it did in China, we will be, let's go into that briefly, Larry. Any more news about the possibility of martial law in the United States and a shutdown of our cities?
Well, they're keeping it quiet, but the same report Dave Hodges gave, it's actually a video with about the WHO's UN organizer that had the sudden heart attack. He also posted in there that FEMA was now recommending to the president for a martial law situation,
which they would love, of course. FEMA and Homeland Security folks are all part of this operation to shut down the Constitution. Once they do it, we'll never get it back, according to all the things that I can find, that they will lie to you, and they'll say when the emergency has passed, then you'll get your rights back. And they admit they're lying to the people, that they're never going to get them back, because the New World Order has no freedom to it. So obviously they're not going to give them back. Anyway, 14 people in the UK have been tested for the coronavirus, 5 confirmed negative, 9 still awaiting, according to public health in England. Nepal health ministry says a student who had returned from Wuhan, China, is infected with the coronavirus. So here we go. I mean, it's spreading rapidly. I do believe that chemtrails may well be involved in the end. Keep your eyes open for the chemtrails overhead and protect yourself. What do you think about traveling now, Larry?
Well, I think I would be very cautious. You didn't mention, I just saw a breaking report earlier that they've got 5 in California that are there, and they also have had some on the border of Texas and Mexico. What's interesting, though, is when I'd contacted Barry Rothman to run this code, and he was really busy working on a Mars paper, but he ran it, and he said in 5 minutes, it only took 5 minutes to find Wuhan, China in the Torah, embedded in the Torah, and the word plague, which he connected to Numbers 25:9, chapter 25, verse 9, the book of Numbers.
Which is the plague.
And he made the comment, Stuart. He said that his information seemed to indicate that this is a plague, and that the plague will literally be 9 times greater than they expect.
Wow. Well, if the numbers we're getting are truthful, the big numbers are truthful, and you multiply that times 9, that's a kill-off. That's a major kill-off. Think of the economic situation, folks. And if you go into martial law, you're not going to be able to leave your homes. You're going to be whatever you've got in your house, that's it. And this is not going to be fun when this thing goes down. Here's what Dave Hodges said. Nobody can travel outside their home, even in a medical emergency. Suspension of all public gatherings. Enact geographic quarantines for cities. And, of course, they'll be shoot on site if you try to get out. And if they're already talking about this congressional briefing and martial law, I guess that's what we can expect if it continues. Any last word, Larry?
Oh, I would just tell people this certainly is a good time to have your house in order and really pray.
Yes. Not only pray, folks, but don't be traveling if you don't have to. At least in the major, major metropolitan areas, because that's where this is really going to start because of the international airports.
And by the way, Stuart, way, don't we have a big Super Bowl in Miami, Florida, in a couple of days or so?
Yes, we do. February 2nd. Yep, next week. Next Saturday, I think it is. Wow. Anyway, folks, that's all we have for you now. And if we hear anything more that's drastic or we can vet more, we'll certainly bring it to you. Anyway, thanks for tuning in and listening. Be ready. Heads up, your redemption draweth nigh. Good night.